Welcome to Beauty and the Bride, the podcast series for chic, romantic brides who want to look gorgeous and still look like themselves on their wedding day. Beauty and the Bride brings you insider secrets to the best in bridal hair, makeup and skincare, as well as need-to-know beauty brands, must-have products that really work, plus pro artist tips and tricks to looking and feeling stunning on your special day.
In today's episode of Beauty and the Bride, I've got 10 top tips on how to get the most out of your wedding hair and makeup trial.
This is Beauty and the Bride with Victoria Northbrook.
On your wedding day, your hair and makeup are just as important as your dress. You know, if you get it wrong, it can really ruin photographs that you're going to keep for a lifetime. So that's why it's essential to have a hair and makeup trial, otherwise you could be playing Russian roulette with the way you'll look on the day. So here's 10 top tips on how to get the most out of your hair and makeup trial. 1. Find your inspiration. This is the fun part. Gather images of your favourite looks that inspire you. Find hairstyles you like and makeup colours that you're drawn to. You know, create a mood board for your perfect style. Pinterest is absolutely great for this. Visuals are a fabulous guide for your hair and makeup stylist. They help you share your vision and your personal style. And, you know, they really can convey what you're looking for in terms of your own personal vision for how you look on your wedding day. But do remember that they're just for inspiration. You know, you're unique and you're not trying to look like your favorite celebrity. Instead, this is part of the collaboration between the bride and your stylist to create the perfect look for you. 2. Get great skincare advice. Don't be afraid to share your skincare concerns. If you have a tendency to breakouts or an oily T-zone, then you need to let your artist know. They can work with you to advise you on the perfect skincare regime. We often work months in advance with brides and we can help you achieve a glowing, radiant skin so you look flawless on your wedding day. Tip number 3, keep an open mind. Most makeup artists are experts and they're going to be able to create a look for your features that you may have never experienced before. It's not just about going crazy. You will still look like you, but just the best possible version of you. So be willing to trust and try something new. Tip number 4. Buy your dress first. The style and cut of your dress is going to have a huge impact on your makeup and especially the hair design that you choose. Your hair and makeup need to complement your look and work in perfect harmony with your dress. You'll probably want to show off a wedding dress with a low back, for example, in which case an updo would be perfect. The style of your dress can also have an influence on how formal or how relaxed your hairstyle should be. You know, if you choose soft romantic curls, or if it's a modern textured braid, or a timeless classic chignon. Tip number 5, choose your bridal hair accessories and bring them with you to your trial. Ideally, you would have chosen your hair accessories before your trial because this allows you to try it out with your veil. You know, it's important if you choose to wear a veil that your hairstyle will incorporate your accessories and everything fits together. You can also try out different types of accessories with different styles, and you can then check what really suits you and works with your theme on your wedding day. Tip number 6, don't confuse natural with no makeup. You know, your wedding day is not an everyday look, nor is it an evening or a clubbing look. This is your wedding day. This is what makes bridal makeup so unique. It has to photograph perfectly and needs to last all day long. It has to withstand, you know, hugs and kisses and everybody congratulating you. You know, you will have moments where you probably will feel a little stressed, and your makeup has got to carry you through and look absolutely natural from noon till night. When a bride wants to look natural, she wants to look like the best version of herself, and you do need to avoid extremes, but too little can be as bad as too much. If you wear too little, sometimes you can disappear, especially when you put on your wedding dress. So you need to allow your makeup artist to define your features and make you look radiant without overpowering you. It really is an art, and that's why you need to find just the right artist for you. Tip number seven, fake it till you make it. If you dream of lustrous, long romantic curls on your wedding day, but your hair's wispy fine, then there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. And many brides I work with choose to opt for discreet extensions to give them longer, thicker hair that they really want for their special day. I mean, I offer professional advice on the hair extension type that's perfect for you. You want to find someone who can give you that advice and also fit and blend your extensions naturally with your own hair. You can either look for a temporary fit or go for semi-permanent, which can last up to 6 months. Tip number eight, be selfish. Your trial is your time. Ideally, it should just be you and your hair and makeup stylist, because too many voices can sometimes get confusing, especially if you've got a very opinionated member in your bridal party. But if you do want someone with you, then have a trusted friend who ideally arrives towards the end of your personal time with your stylist. You want all the focus to be on you, so you'll be completely confident in your final look. Tip number nine, consider airbrush. Airbrush makeup is the secret weapon of film and television makeup artists because it lasts all day and looks flawless on your skin. If you choose airbrush makeup, it's going to stay in place all day. You could even sleep in it and it will remain almost intact until the day after you say I do. And tip number 10, the more you communicate with your stylist, the better the end result. Feedback is really important, so don't be afraid to say what you do and don't like. A good makeup artist never takes it personally, and they can tweak things to change it to make sure that it's a look you are truly happy with. So I hope that my 10 top tips have been helpful today and taken you a step closer in your countdown to gorgeous for your wedding day. Anyway, until next time, bye for now.
Beauty and the Bride was presented by Victoria Northbrook with audio production by Harry Bly. Make sure you subscribe to the Beauty and the Bride podcast so you don't miss out on more top tips and the best bridal beauty inspiration. If you'd like to book Coco Bella for your wedding hair and makeup, then visit www.cocobellabride.com.